Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Son hands his work-from-home mom a drawing, and it broke her heart. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. One son hands his work-from-home mom a drawing, and it broke her heart. She shared the photo online, and it hit close to home for so many people. Many people have heard the expression, kids say the darndest things. Children do have a knack for honesty that adults lack, for better or for worse. Sometimes the honesty of children comes in the form of drawing. The work-from-home mom is Priya Amin, a mother of two children, including a 7-year-old son. When her young son showed her a drawing, she was prepared with a cliche response adults often give kids. "Oh, sweetie, what a beautiful drawing," she planned in her head to say. When she fully took in the picture, she could not say those words at all. "Instead, I actually looked at it, and it broke my heart," Priya admitted. "Well, it sort of warmed and broke my heart at the same time." In the childish drawing, a kid asks his parent, "Mommy, are you done?" referring to the woman's work and open laptop in front of her. The mother's response is a simple, "No." Some say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Priya surely felt emotional in the moment. "All I wanted to do was close up my laptop and spend time with my kids, but I knew that if I didn't get a few important things done, I wouldn't be able to get my mind off of them," she shared. I think so many parents feel that way, especially during the pandemic, where work and life have collided with one another, and it's really hard to step away from work. My son's drawing was a stark reminder to me about just how hard that is. Priya is the founder and CEO of a company called Flexible. The company is purposed with developing innovative childcare solutions, such as virtual childcare, and partner with organizations around the country to provide our childcare services as a benefit for working parents. Her work and duty to raise two children and homeschool has been time-consuming and difficult since the beginning of the pandemic. Early on, she was starting her day at 4 a.m. to work, and then later in the day helping her two children with school. Despite having a schedule, her plans would not suffice long term. "It was a nightmare and not sustainable at all. I realized that I couldn't work that way and neither could my team. Flexibility has always been at the core of everything we do at our company, and I wanted to make sure that was part of our culture so that all the folks, especially working parents on our team, felt supported and seen. Getting this picture from my son, though, reminded me that I need to do a better job of modeling that behavior to my team. Now I work when my kids are in school, but log off when they get home." The process of balancing work and time with children is not something Priya has mastered for now. Maybe she won't be able to sustain it for the long term, but in this continued work-from-home season, she will keep working at it and doing her best. In that way, she can give time and dedication to work, but more importantly, to her family.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
CNN reporter Sarah Sidner breaks down on live TV after funeral held in parking lot. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. CNN reporter Sarah Sidner couldn't hold back tears during a live broadcast as she reflected upon the widespread grief caused by the coronavirus pandemic. And the touching moment really hit home. After COVID-19 dominated most of 2020, everyone felt the impact. The pandemic has been challenging, to say the least, but for many, it's also been a matter of life and death. Sarah Sidner had seen the toll of COVID firsthand while covering the pandemic as a CNN reporter. She's also seen the division spreading throughout our country. The rioting, the racial injustice, the disparities certain communities face when it comes to healthcare. And finally, during a live broadcast, the emotions from seeing so much adversity and heartache proved too much. Sarah had met with Juliana Jimenez Sesma, a woman who'd recently lost both her mother and stepfather to COVID-19. The virus had taken them within 11 days of each other, and this tragic occurrence is far from unique. We have had the misfortune of seeing this disease run through families and all too frequently take multiple members of a single family, said Dr. Jason Prasso of Martin Luther King Jr. Community Hospital, where Juliana's parents were treated. Juliana spoke with CNN reporter Sarah Sidner from her mother's funeral, held in the hospital's parking lot. It was the only place they could have the service due to social distancing guidelines. As the camera feed cut back to Sarah Sidner following the playback of her interview with Juliana Jimenez Sesma, the CNN reporter was overcome with emotion. "You know, this is the 10th hospital that I have been in," Sarah struggled to get out between tears. "And to see the way that these families have to live after this, and the heartache that goes so far and so wide, it's really hard to take." Sarah's tears were not simply those of sorrow. They were also tears of rage, she would later go on to explain. In what the Bible described as righteous anger, CNN reporter Sarah Sidner felt overwhelmed by the turmoil and hate we see spreading all over our country. "It's just not okay," she said. "It's not okay what we're doing to each other." Regardless of where you stand on the many issues causing division in our society today, we must remember we are all God's children. We can have different opinions and we can disagree, but what we can't do is lose our humanity. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Colossians 3:13-14.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.